Big, one of the biggest problems we have is that we expect this VA to do as much as we can, and we're not funding it correctly. And that is a large part of this problem. This goes beyond any one administration. I have said for many years, Democrat, Republican, presidents, the VA is an afterthought. We are always there, rah, 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 when it's time to send people into combat, people into harm's way. We are there patting them on the back saying good luck, and we do nothing for these people when they return. I have been very straightforward about that, this is not one administration. And you see, the problem is it's become a political hot potato. That when Republicans are in the White House, Democrats scream about, we need to do more for the VA. When Democrats are in the White House, Republicans then scream, we need to do more for the VA. It's never about actually doing more for the VA. It's basically about wagging their finger at the opposition and saying, you need to do more. Now, granted, I don't ever remember any president prior to Obama chewing out a war widow like Trump did. Wow, that was pretty disgusting. That being said, We do not give the treatment these people need. And I have been very straightforward. There's a few things I think we should absolutely do. Four things every time. First of all, when it comes to medical care, I think it should be a law in this country that a veteran, if they have their veteran ID card, can walk into any medical facility in the country and get treated. Not just a VA center. But if they want to walk into Fairview Southdale, U of M, they want to go over to Park Nicollet, they want to go to the Methodist hospitals, they can go anywhere. That if you want a medical operation license, you have to see veterans at veterans rates, and if you turn them away, we will strip you of your license. That way, a veteran who is having mental issues can go and see a psychologist and go get the mental health care that they need without having to be on a laundry list or have to hope that a bed stays open. That is number one. Number two, any college, any state college, that a veteran should be able to go there after they're done with their term of service and go to college for free. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, necessarily the room and board. I'm talking about actual admissions, the cost of the classes and stuff. They should be able to do that. And then the federal government, through the GI loan, through the education programs that they've got, would cover the rest of the cost, and they can get a college degree after they get back. And I guarantee you this: you'd never have a military, you know, numbers problem again if there was a free college degree after you got done with your service. Number three, there should be job placement and job training for all military veterans. Number four, regardless of whether that's a returned soldier or the weeping and grieving family of a soldier who we have lost in combat, if they are promised benefits, do not make them jump through hoops. Do not make them go over hurdles. Make sure the benefits that they have earned that are delivered as they are needed. You got my, I don't care what party you are. You do. If you champion those four things, I'll vote for you every time. Those four things: medical care anywhere in the country, free college at any state college, free job training and job placement after they return from the military, and a guarantee that all benefits promised are delivered, whether that's to the soldier or to the soldier's family. You promise me that and say, I'll put the funding in the bills, and not just give me lip service, but say, yep, here it is. I'm going to put another, you know, $500 billion into the VA program. Okay, now we're talking. Problem is people like talking about how they care about the veterans, but they don't actually like doing it. The VA, you've got some problems. And I don't buy budget restraints and constraints and training issues as valid excuses. This is just the latest example of the VA failing the veterans. We don't, trust me, right now we don't have any other option because no one wants to take taking care of veterans seriously, although we should. So we have to clean this up. I appreciate the fact that they are really willing to acknowledge they made some mistakes, but I will say that if we don't start funding the VA and training the VA correctly and making sure what is supposed to be one of the organizations that is supposed to be dotting I's and crossing T's is doing that, well, then we're going to continue to have problems. One quick final note here before we get to the bottom of the hour break. I did want to mention Minneapolis today is voting on plans what to do with that homeless encampment over on Cedar and Hiawatha in that area. And the reality is that, once again, this is not going to be an easy solution. But the biggest mistake would be to ignore this problem. Because that's not, I mean, there are veterans in there. I will make, I have zero doubt there are probably homeless veterans in that encampment. You're not going to solve this problem by ignoring it, nor are you going to solve this problem by arresting these people or sending a bulldozer through as a tough guy getting tough on homelessness issue. What you need to do is go through one of these plans. And I get it. There are going to be some homeless people that don't want to leave. I get it. There are going to be, no matter where you place the homeless, there are going to be some people who are going to say, no, don't put them here. The reality is tough topics, tough issues require tough decisions.